And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Bitter path. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band called Dead Flowers. Do you recognise them, Tony?
No.
Well, you should do, because I'm pretty sure they played that song when we watched them supporting the Bleach Boys the other week.
Ah, were they band one or two?
They were the ones not from Hull. They were the garage punk band from Birmingham.
Birmingham,
because
yeah.
I've got down Brummy garage punk.
The man singer, not the girl singer.
The man singer, not the girl singer, Tony. That's right. They were the ones that knew how to stand up for an entire gig. Absolutely great band live. Really, really enjoyed them. We sort of looked around at each other, didn't we? We went, they're good, aren't they?
They really
and
are.
Then I leant forward, and it was so noisy. The second band were, I say so, all of it. It was all loud, but second band was so loud that I thought, rather than try and have a chat with the guy, I wrote down on a piece of paper, Hi, I think you are very good. I have a podcast called Punky Radio. If you can send an MP3 to this address, we will play it on the show. And he leaned forward and just shouted, don't worry about that, it's two CDs. All right, mate, cheers. So, really, really like them. What is Dead Flowers' Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/deadflowers.
Facebook.com/deadflowers6. That's the numeric 6, the number 6. Yeah. Dead Flowers 6. If you just go to Dead Flowers, you get some country band from London. We don't want that, do we?
We don't want that.
No. Facebook.com/deadflowers6. And we will. And now, I've now got to work out which of the two CDs I actually lifted that from. I lifted that from, again, I think their first CD. That is the eponymously titled Dead Flowers, rather than their second CD, which is Dead Flowers Gotta Bomb Something.
Right. Bomb something. Right.
But yes, Tony, bomb. Don't get excited this early in the show.
Just checking. Okay.
So yeah, so what we'll do is, since I've got both, in a week or two, we'll play something from Gotta Bomb Something.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, brilliant. And thanks very much, Dead Flowers. Really, really enjoyed it. And we'll have more news about someone that was there that night later on in the show as well, Tony. How intriguing.
They had an excellent drummer as well, I just remembered. But yes, we will. Just saying.
You notice the things other people don't, Tony.
He was like a punk rock Ringo Starr.
But it was that good.
Yeah.
It was like, if Ringo Starr hadn't really been good enough to be in the Beatles and had become a punk.
Basically, completely disinterested, didn't move a muscle, but somehow managed to pull off these quite excellent punk drums. It was good.
They were really, really good. They were good. I don't like using them, but I'm clearly about to, but when you call a band solid.
Yes.
But they were solid, weren't they?
They were. And
they were really, really good. Right, anyway, well done, Dead Flowers. Hopefully, you'll be in touch with us again soon. With more stuff, we'll certainly play more in the future. Right, Tony, so I've had no jokes or poems again. I'm past caring. If you want to send anything to me, if you like, I probably won't even open the email. But it's paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you've got a joke or poem, send us one that says joke or poem. If you want, you can title the email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, or you could title the email Poetry Corner if it's a poem. But if you're not going to send anything, I'm not going to worry about it, so much of that. Right, I might play two songs in a row instead, Tone.
Okay.
Right, first up, great new track from everybody's favourite horror punk, gothabilly, good fun, open chord, Nottingham-based band featuring the Dark Lord of Nightbreed, our mate Trev, Death Party UK.
Excellent.
Love it. two-piece, don't know how they managed to be a two-piece. They made such a racket. I think they've grown extra arms. I think the other person in the band might be the god Ganesh. Is it Ganesh? No, which one's got the seven arms?
I don't know.
Ganesh has got the elephant's head.
Right, okay.
So I didn't mean that. Is it Shiva?
Could be. It's definitely a woman, isn't it?
It's a woman. Well, the other person in the band is a woman, Tony.
Oh, there you go then.
There you go then. So it's the Dark Lord of Nightbreed and Indian Goddess. Of the makeups of this band. Stay tuned for Les Tontons Macoutes, and I've got interesting information about them after you've heard this. First up from this new track from the next album that we'll be bringing out very soon, I hope. What is Death Party UK's website?
deathpartyuk.org.
deathpartyuk.com.
Oh,
40 minutes at 2, Tony Neil. This is The Devil's Music. We'll be right back.
The Pigskin Bus.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Les Tontons Macoutes, who I rather stupidly thought were either French, French-Canadian, or from Haiti. Right. I was wrong on all three counts, Tony. Les Tontons Macoutes are from Valencia.
Ah.
Which is southeast Spain. And, well, it's more east than south. They feature one of the members of Wary Los Args. I couldn't have been more wrong about them, really, when we first played them on the show. I even got their name wrong. So they are Les Tontons Macoutes because they're using the French entirely. And Tontons Macoutes was some sort of guerrilla affair, weren't they?
I have no idea.
It might have been Haitian, I'm not sure. But Tontons Macoutes was actually a voodoo bogeyman.
Okay.
It's a voodoo bogeyman. So the fact that they're Les Tontons Macoutes means they are the voodoo bogeyman with a woman in it.
Right.
Who presumably is a voodoo bogey woman. Point is, Tony, they're brilliant. I love them. Oh No was the name of that track. What's the Bandcamp page?
LesTontonsMacoutes.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. And you've even added the S onto Les Tontons Macoutes so that people not very good at French would know there's an S on the end of Les Tontons Macoutes. Perhaps you could say it again and call them Les Tontons Macoutes and then there'll be no confusion.
LesTontonsMacoutes.bandcamp.com.
It's Paul Levine is at 2, Tony 1. We got them via Slovenly Records. We will be playing another band via Slovenly Records later on in the show. And hello to Bazooka Joe, who I can tell you right now will send an email saying, "Wow, you played Les Tontons Macoutes and the other band in one show. That's amazing." He loved it. He loves it when we play the band. He's brilliant. Just before we get into your Facebook bit, Tony, I realise this now makes it a long bit. I've got BBC News 24 with the sound down here.
Right.
And so I didn't know what the story was about other than some subtitles. It's quite a serious story, so I won't mention. But the guy they were talking to via their live satellite link, who was in Scotland, was standing outside the annex of the justices' court in whichever city in Scotland it was, but it had the address on it, and the address was Meerkat Place. And I looked at it really quickly and thought it said Meerkat Place, and then immediately started lying about, so what do you think about Scottish justice? Simples. Okay. So you've got some Facebook comments, have you, Tony?
I do.
Right, let's kick those damn doors wide open or something like that.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that. Frankie Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Yes, if you have Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. More of you are doing so. Thanks very much for you, those who have left comments last week. There's you haven't, leave us a comment.
Yeah, you can't really call it a surge, can you? But we have had a few.
It's getting more, and it's good. So, Tour de France, the band, has been in touch.
Loving Tour de France, the band.
Merci beaucoup. Vous êtes les meilleurs, which apparently means you're the best.
Excellent, and it's beautifully read, Tony.
Vous êtes. Yeah, thank you very much. Merci beaucoup to yourselves.
We've been in touch, and we are hopefully going to play some more by them. That was one of only two songs we got in the first instance, and the title track from that single that I think they brought out is, or if you like, if you will, the A side, is a little bit too poppy for us to play. But the B side, the one we played, from memory, Le Saint Valentin, Le Saint Valentin. Was great and perfect for us. So if you've got more like that, Tour de France, send it through.
The Dust Warrior has been in touch.
Blimey.
I don't know if that's his given name, but the Dust Warrior says, fuck yeah. Thank you, Dust Warrior.
The Dust Warrior or the Dust Warrior?
Warrior.
Warrior. The Dust Warrior. Right,
as in W-A.
The Dust Warrior. I thought he was going around just
worrying
going,
dust.
Yeah, this guy, you're going to get it in a minute, dust. The Dust Warrior.
That's my northern twang.
It is.
The Dust Warrior. Fuck yeah. Thank you.
I got that bit.
Yeah, excellent. Rufus Red's been in touch.
Rufus Red, which of course means Red Face Red.
Red Face Red.
Yeah.
And he says, you dudes rock. Thanks again for supporting Totally Gnarly. We will plaster the internet with this podcast. You plaster it, Rufus Red. Plaster
yeah,
away.
Cheers, Roof.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth, Roof? Yeah, brilliant. Loving Totally Gnarly.
That's it for Facebook this week.
Well, in that case, let's shut them goddamn doors or whatever I say now.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook.
I'll never tire of that tone.
Nope.
Hey, you know what we're going to do now?
What's that?
We're going to play another song.
Excellent.
Band that we have played. Have we played before? Yeah, we have played one track by them before. Band called The Mean Reds. The The Mean Reds. You know, any band that has a the with an extra E on is going to be kind of garagey.
Okay.
So you have The Head Coatees, The Head Coats, The Milkshakes, and now The Mean Reds. Extra E on there, you know what you're going to get. It used to be a clue in a record shop when you were going through the alternative vinyl section, Tony. If a band had an extra E on, because there's no way to listen to it, as far as I was concerned, if the band had an extra E on the word the, I would probably like them.
Okay.
And I would take that risk, and I was never wrong. And I'm not wrong here with The Mean Reds. As soon as I saw that extra E, I'm going, it's The Mean Reds, it's going to be good, I liked it. And they are psychedelic garage punk from Toronto, my friend.
Okay, cool.
That's right, and we played one track before, which I think was called Peggy Sue Got Divorced, again from memory.
That rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, this one, we're going to play this one now for you. What is The Mean Reds' Bandcamp page?
TheMeanReds.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paul B and the internet. So this is quite short, so we'll be talking to you again very, very quickly. In the meantime, this is Low Life. listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a great job in Beswick, Tony.
That's okay.
I really like that song, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know I say that about most of the songs we play, but I'm particularly keen on that. Did you do anything last week?
It's all blurring into one. Did I? Well, we went out. Was kind of the week. Was that last week? Yeah. Well, yes, I went out with you. And you left me astray.
Oh, right, because we haven't spoken about us going to see the Beach Boys, have we?
No.
It was great, wasn't it?
It was, and
there's me talking about it in the first section, like everybody knows about it, but we went to see the Beach Boys. I led you astray. Maybe I was a bit overexcited about being out, so we drank a bit more quickly than we should have done.
Mm.
Great gig, wasn't it?
It was a great gig.
Sumac Centre's top spot.
All the bands were top as well. Unbelievable.
All the bands were good. The band from Hull were hilarious.
What were they called?
Oh, I can't remember.
Right, okay.
But the first half of their set was absolutely brilliant. And then you went out, and when you went out, it was a queue. You went out for a chat with Mark from Beach Boys, didn't you?
You had a chat.
Oh, John. Yeah. John. So you went out with John. It was a cue for them to go from being full-on hardcore punk to suddenly trying out a bit of funk metal and start falling over and jumping about like lunatics.
Right.
And they went south a bit. But what was funny was when one of them said, "Hello, we're so-and-so from Hull," and someone in the crowd shouted out, "Chip Spice!" The band really started laughing. But the rest of us didn't know what was going on at all. So I had to Google Chip Spice, Tony.
Okay.
And Chip Spice is a condiment for French fries invented by someone in Hull in the late 70s for the first American diner in Hull, which proved so popular that people in Hull now, when they have chip spice on, and it's a mix of salt and paprika and a secret ingredient, and it's still available.
Like a burger sauce kind of a deal.
Yeah, except not sauce, it's a salt.
Oh, okay.
It's a sprinkle thing.
Oh.
And they do have something similar in Oslo. And I thought, this is really nice. And it's obviously this thing that's sort of chip spice. So I now have to go to Hull to get a bag of chips.
That is true.
The things I do.
In it.
Yeah, but anyway, but I'd like to thank the random heckler for shouting out chip spice, because without them, I wouldn't have that bit of fun at the gig and done some research afterwards.
Mm.
Sometimes a heckle is worthwhile, Tony.
It is.
We got a bit drunk, didn't we?
Yeah. It was first night for a while.
It was.
Yeah.
And when I spoke to you afterwards, I said, I felt a bit bad. Yeah. And you went, it wipes out Sunday.
Yeah. At 7 o'clock Sunday night, I think I was actually able to keep down food listen to watch the telly. I was in bed all day.
But do you think it was because we were drinking organic beer in the vegan anarcho sumac centre?
I think it was because we were drinking organic stout, organic lager, and organic cider.
And then finished
and
with...
bookended by the Pelham.
Bookended by the Pelham and large rums.
Yeah.
What a pathetic pair. And the Bleach Boys were great as well. And I ended up singing with them on one song, didn't I?
I remember, did you?
Yeah, towards the end.
Oh, Matt, yeah.
The lead singer was slightly... It was, because they were saying, "What should we play next?" And I just started shouting out my favourite songs, and they just played them. And she's not my wife, she's my slapper, played in a vegan anarcho sumac centre. There was something beautiful about it. Yeah, it was great. It was great. Thanks to everyone down there. It was a really, really brilliant night. So basically that's what we did last week. And then I did my shows in Hitchin and Oslo that I was going to tell you a bit about, but look, they both went well. I had a great time. That's about as much you need to know, really. So, yeah. All right, then. So, that fits in quite nicely with From the Vaults this week, Tony.
All right.
Because at the gig, Matty from the Bleach Boys said to me, "The Kramers are getting back together and are hoping to do some dates later on in the year." And I went, brilliant, because the Kramers are one of the bands that Matty's formed. He's formed Flaccid, the Kramers and Ministers Dead, and he's now the lead singer with the Bleach Boys. And it would be a great lineup getting those four bands on the same thing and just calling it Matty Fest. Mm. But anyway, because of that, I thought From the Vaults this week, we'd get a Kramers track, and I picked out from their, I believe, No, they did bring out two, I think, but so from, let's call it their first EP, which is called TV Scream. We're going to play the first track from it, which is really, really good. And in honour of the fact that Matty from the Kramers is also Matty from the Bleach Boys, and we just watched them, and the Kramers are getting back together. And this song's brilliant. That's the other thing.
Okay.
All right, so they're my three, I think they're three good reasons.
They are?
They are. So, and the Kramers do have a Facebook page. Now, this came out in 2004, Tony.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't look old enough. What's the Kramers Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Kramers.
Facebook.com/The Kramers.uk. Paulie the Internet 3, Tony 2. This is Somebody to Hate. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think it'd be a really good idea, Tony, to do Matty Fest with the four bands, but then have three other bands on, so he got a break to rest his voice. So you'd have Flaccid, then a band, then probably Ministers Dead, then a band, then the Kramers or the Bleach Boys, then a band, then the Kramers or the Bleach Boys. So a seven band all day, I think that'd be brilliant.
That's good to me.
He'd be knackered by the end, but who really cares about him? Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Don't know where.
So, as previously mentioned, 12 Bar no longer there. Listen to past shows to find out why or whatever. So, we are just doing random gigs now. So, if you do have a gig, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. give us the location of the gig, how much, who's on. Could be your band, could be a band that you know is playing locally, you think is worthy of people listening to. Do let me know.
Now, to be fair, Tony, we've always done any gig that came in. It just kept being from the 12 bar.
Yes. Yeah, it's sort of coming through. We defaulted to the one venue. But then, you know, we'll keep a lookout for the venues as well, of course. But Graham's been in touch.
Graham's
been in touch. Just about the Sound Food and Drink night. This Thursday, the 10th, Sound Food and Drink. It's on Duke Street in Liverpool. It's 8 p.m. start, free entry. 9 p.m. first band, and they have Swinging Bricks, Pardoners, and Mad Alice. More information, facebook.com/freerockandroll.
I know, it's brilliant.
Check it out.
We should definitely try and get up there one night, Tony.
Thursday night, school night, difficult.
Yeah, but you can make it not a school night, Tony. We can do that, can't we?
It's possible. It's possible. Difficult with my work at the moment.
But I didn't tell you how to do it next week, but I think we should do a Punky Radio away day to Sound Food and Drink.
Right.
I think we'd really enjoy it.
I also need to recover my liver. Yeah, maybe 2-3 months.
Yeah, alright then, Tony.
But yes, it's going to be a good night.
Yeah.
That's it there for gigs.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Sound and Drink. Admittedly, when we got there, I might not be allowed in for being racist against Scousers.
True.
Well, I don't mean it, Scousers, and you've got excellent music.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll just keep my mouth shut and wear a disguise.
Right.
Do you think if I showed... Hey, maybe I could just wear your glasses when we walk in.
What am I going to do?
Well, you can hold on to me.
You're going to guide me?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'll wear your glasses, because nobody hits a man with glasses on, isn't that right?
I've not been hit. So, my experience, yes, that is true.
Or, that'd be even funnier, we could walk in, they'd know we were coming, I'd be the one in the glasses, and they'd say, which one are you supposed to hit? Which one are you supposed to give a kick into? The one without the glasses? Maybe that will backfire. I'm sorry, Scousers, I'm going to stop now. Sound Food and Drink is brilliant. I really want to go, and I do like going to see bands on Merseyside. There's a lot of great bands there. I just have to watch myself getting carried away doing a bit hey when I get there.
Calm down.
Shut up, Paul. Hey, let's play another song.
Okay.
Before I dig myself a bigger hole. Heard from this guy this week, Gary Johnson, Tony, aka the punk poet, who happens to be a friend of mine called Terry Sullivan, who just sent me an email saying, hello, I'm mates with Terry Sullivan, and he said I should get in touch with you. Here's some songs. I had a listen, liked one of them a lot. So I thought we'd play it. What is the Facebook page for Gary Johnson, the punk poet, Tony?
facebook.com/Gary Johnson.
I did give you clues there, didn't I? It's facebook.com. However, I didn't finish it off. It's facebook.com/Gary-Johnson-the-punk-poet-12217408278176. And why is that, Tony?
Yes, I default you are, is he?
Yes, I default you are. He is, however, really rather good. Paul of the Internet 4, Tony... No. Yeah. 4, Tony 2, that's right, isn't it?
I think that sounds right, yeah.
Boy of the Internet 4, Tony 2, this is Punk Rock Stories and Tabloid Tales.
I formed a band I called the Blitz. I dreamed of having lots of hits. I had the attitude, I read all the books. I had the lyrics, but not the hooks. The sex and drugs was a way of life. I took it like butter. Tonight, I couldn't sing to save my life. So I'm a punk rock stories and tabloid tales about blue-eyed blondes and the Prince of Wales. And the Blitz came and the Blitz went, his dreams have stardom. Don't pay the rent. Chosen life was rock and roll. I wanted to sing, hey, hey, here we go.
but time goes fast and never slow. Real life is not a show. Sex and drugs was a way of life. I took it like butter tonight, but I couldn't sing to save my life. Saw a punk rock stories and tabloid tales. Bet off all the pumps and the stars in jail. And the blitz came and the blitz went. His dreams have started. Don't pay the rent. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. The sex and drugs was a way of life. I took it like butter to the night, but I couldn't sing to save my life. Saw a punk rock stories and tabloid tales about blue-eyed blondes and the prince of Wales. And the blitz came and the blitz went, but dreams have started. And the blitz came and the blitz went, cause dreams have started. Don't pay the rent. Oh no. Oh no.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the punk poet and punk rock stories and tabloid tales. We will be playing another track from the punk poet in future weeks.
Okay, good.
I don't know where he's from, but I imagine he's from Kind Around Me, what with Terry Sullivan being from Kind Around Me. And he's got quite a good blog page as well, where you can find out lots about him as well, but you'll have to go to the Facebook page to get the blog spot page, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
All right. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't know. I think I was kind of like doing a mix-up of Mother's Day and my birthday, going out on Friday with the family. Couldn't really celebrate my birthday yet. Apart from that, I don't know. I don't think so. Probably right. Work catching up. We've been sanding the floors.
Blimey.
I'm still kind of mid-sanding, so we're still...
You've been a dust warrior, haven't you?
I've been worrying about the dust war. yeah, it's getting on, but we're still plucking dust out of places that shouldn't be in. Yeah, no, that's,
you,
yeah.
You dust plucker,
innit? What are you up to?
Well, I can't really go out this week, Tony, because I'm back in the warehouse.
You are,
and I'm on earlies.
How are you?
I'm doing 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh wow!
And that kind of stops me being out after 10 o'clock at night, because I'm going to have to get up at 5 a.m.
Jesus.
Four mornings out of five. That's horrific, isn't it?
That is. You've already done for today. You're done and dusted.
No, I had the day off today.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
So it kind of takes out any plans I may have had this week.
Yeah.
Although, if you know a band that are on about 5 o'clock in the Nottingham area... I could go. So yeah, I'm going to have a quiet one this week. So I'm treating this week as a stay in, sort the flat out. Flat, I keep calling it flat. Sort the house out, do admin, tidy up, that sort of rubbish.
Right.
And then hopefully I'll be back on it next week.
Did you hear the Angels closed?
No.
Yeah, apparently. Gone.
Oh no!
Apparently so, yeah. I've seen those things on Facebook about it, and then so I'm assuming it's like a 12 bar and it's just been fine and suddenly just one day closed.
Oh no. So yeah. Basically I went there once when I moved up here for a drink, saw that Demet and Argo were playing. I bet they closed it.
Probably.
Saw Demet and Argo were on my birthday, couldn't wait to go back, was about to go back and you're saying shut.
Hmm.
Oh no,
that's what I've heard. I haven't seen it, but apparently
oh double dear.
I know, it's been, I don't know, as long as I can remember.
I know. Oh Tony,
I know.
That's devastating news. I'm going to have to play two songs in a row to clear up.
Okay.
Right, so let's do that. Stay tuned for a band called Perm 36. I'll tell you about Perm 36 after we've heard them. But first up, a band called The Dirtiest. This is the second band we're playing from Slovenly this week, Tony.
All right.
The first band, Les Tontons Macoutes, that I had formerly thought were of French extraction, but are in fact Spanish, were now playing The Dirtiest. I can't remember where I said they were from, but when we played them before, but they are an Italian two-piece. It's another two-piece. So how many two-piece? Have we played three two-pieces this week? We have.
Yeah?
Yeah. This will be our third two-piece. That's mental.
It's not like us at all.
It really isn't. But anyway, it's happening, Tony.
Okay, fair enough.
So what is The Dirtiest's website?
TheDirtiest.com.
TheDirtiest.it for Italy.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, probably Internet 5, Tony, too. When I said, as soon as I said TheDirtiest.it, I thought, God, how geeky can you get as a website? As I say, stay tuned for Perm 36. We'll talk about them after you've heard these two songs. First up, Alarm. We'll be right back. You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Beds Week, Tony.
That's okay.
Didn't we play 50 Foot Combo last week, or was it the week before?
Last week, yeah.
Top band. You just heard a band called Perm 36. We've never played them before, Tony. They're from Rouen in France. En France. Rouen en France, Tony.
Nice.
That was called D.I.B. Do you know what Perm 36 is?
No.
Or was?
No.
Well, I thought it might have been a hair product.
Okay.
But it's actually the name of a concentration camp just south of the town of Perm in the Second World War.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so that's a little happy shout out to Perm 36 right there, isn't it? But anyway, the band's called Perm 36. First time I've been aware of them. They sent us some material direct. I really like it, mate. I had to play it. It's kind of, when it started, I thought, where's this going? Because it had that weird 80s cheesy electronic keyboard on it. And then it bangs in. Just bangs in, Tony.
Excellent.
That track just banged in. What is Perm 36's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Perm36.
No. SoundCloud.com/Claude-Levieux. CLAUDE-LEVIEUX, who is the main man in Perm 36. So I imagine he set up the SoundCloud page before he got the band going.
Right.
That would make sense. Anyway, the point is, Tony, it's probably the internet 6. Tony 2, you had a right paste in this week.
That's been terrible.
It has. You've had a right dust worrying.
I do worry.
You do. It's all that mild quirkiness.
Yes.
That's what's happened there, Tony.
Is it?
Yeah, there's been mild quirkiness. I'll start doing that now because you've got enough to edit in this bit, haven't you? Because you've got a twat.
I have got a twat, yes, I do.
Yeah, you have, and it's different to normal, isn't it?
It is different. So Sussex Sane's been in touch. Oh, so if you have got twats to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason is that it is that simple. Sussex Sane has submitted what I can only call a dick to twat.
Wow.
He's recorded himself reading a twat out and emailed it to me.
Blimey.
Probably, I wouldn't like to think he's doing this whilst driving, but I suspect he might be doing this whilst driving.
Right.
But hey,
you can talk while driving.
You can. I don't know if you can twat whilst driving, but I do not know the legislation on that.
We've been threatening drive-by twatting for years. I very nearly did one between Chicago and St. Louis, didn't I, once?
I think that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, that's what this is. So, I'm going to play this out.
Yes, because we're happy with audio files, aren't we? We are audiophiles.
We are.
So we're happy with audio files. So, if you would like to do, what did you call it? A dick to twat.
A dick to twat, yeah.
Feel free to. So, shall we have a listen then?
Yep.
Hi, Tony. It's Sussex Sane. I want to nominate a ticket venue in London to do with the O2 for causing mayhem in trying to get tickets reissued for a gig that I was going to go to in earlier this month. I bought 4 tickets for public service broadcasting, not a very punky band, I realise, but cut a long story short, I couldn't go. I had 4 tickets. I managed through Twitter to sell them, but I sold them at a loss, a reduction. I offered a 2-for-1. These two great guys wanted to go. For 24 hours before the event took place, they reissued the e-tickets with my name on and said that if the person with whose name was on the ticket didn't attend, then the tickets couldn't be used. Presumably this is to stop ticket touts. But of course I'd passed them on, and so the guy rang up the ticket venue, but they said, no, absolutely not. You can't come in without the original purchaser, or you can only come in if you get an email from the original purchaser saying that he gave them to you as a gift and gave him the original reference number, which I did. The guy got in, but my goodness me, what a pain in the ass to deal with that. It was so much easier in the old days when you just bought a ticket and if you didn't want to go, you passed it on. So I'd like to nominate AXS tickets for making my life a pain in the ass for a twatting. Cheers.
So yeah, so there is our first dick to twat is a twat kind of thing.
Well, Tony, I'm really happy with the format of the dick to twat, and it's interesting to hear Sussex Saint's voice,
isn't it?
But I don't know how much I can give this a twatting.
Difficult, isn't it? These ticket touts things.
You have to protect the general public.
Yeah,
I think I hate ticket touts more nearly. Well, not say more than nearly as much as I hate Derby County.
Oh wow, okay.
It's a big deal. Right, I really, really dislike ticket touts, ticket twats. And I know that this was really, really annoying for him. And I wish is that there was a way that you could prove you weren't a ticket tout, and then everything was all right.
Yeah.
So we it is
a bad situation. We know why it's happened, but obviously back in the day you could do this, but now people are reselling the tickets for what they're selling. It's got to the point where they're having to do shit, and it's not good. I don't know what the solution is.
So I think we will give them a twatting. Because Sussex Saint, frankly, is so valuable to this show.
If we lose them, our twat ratio will go down massively.
Yeah. So look, we'll give them a twatting because it is a situation that needs to be addressed. And because we feel sorry for Sussex Saint, who tried to do the right thing and ended up having a load of unnecessary rubbish to do. But it doesn't mean we're against people having to dot I's and cross T's when they're buying and selling tickets.
Yeah. They need a better system.
Yes.
So what
better thing to do now, Tony, than twat the system?
Exactly.
Let's twat the system, Tony.
So, for causing mayhem and pain to Sussex Saint, AXS Tickets from London
is a twat. And my apologies to Sussex Saint that we couldn't go for this as direct as we maybe should have done, but as I've said before, Tony, our own safety means nothing, but the innocent must be protected.
Yeah.
Last track, sweet tone.
Okay.
Last track, right? Never played this band before, but you know what happens with Punky Radio, that every once in a while we stumble upon a new micro circuit of great bands. And by that, I mean that every once in a while we'll play a band from a city that we haven't played a band from that city before. They'll advertise that we're playing them, and we'll suddenly get a few bands from that city getting in touch going, well, if they play them, maybe they'll play us. Most famously with Ile de la Réunion, Tony.
Oh, yes, yeah, of course.
Where we played one band from Ile de la Réunion, the furthest away department in France and the furthest away place on Earth where you can use the euro.
Wow.
Yes, sir. South of... Is it south of Mauritius or south of the Seychelles?
It's somewhere around there, yeah.
I think it's south of Mauritius. Or is it south of the Seychelles? It's south of here, I'll tell you that.
It certainly is.
It's east of Madagascar. And it's under a lot of things. But anyway, I want to go there. That's not the point. The point is that Maud Wolf,
mm-hmm.
got in touch from Albany, New York State, a place I have visited, and said, hey, we're a horror punk band from Albany, New York. Fancy players on the show? I went, do I? Had to listen to it. And the track I've picked, Tony, it's kind of, the track we're playing isn't that horror punk. Some of the others are, but I just think you're going to love this, Tone. I absolutely loved it. It's a real kind of greasy, slimy, sleazy southern rock and roll number with a bit of a horror punk edge. How about that?
Very nice.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great way to sign off this week. What is Maud Wolf's website?
Maudwolf.com?
It is. It's Tony 3 and Maud Wolf, Maudwolf, Maudwolf.com. Poorly been internet 7, Tony, no, 6, Tony 3. That's right, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Poorly been internet 6, Tony 3. This is Love is a Fire.
Storm in the mountain shade. listen up, honey, I'm talking to you. Love is a fire, baby, burning true. Well, keep the motor running, stay ahead of the game. Ain't looking for glory, I ain't looking for fame. A car crash, it's a hell of a time. You get what you get, and well, I'll get in mine. You know the devil always gets his too. Love is a fire, baby, but it's true. Love is a fire. Love is a fire. Love is a fire. Yeah, my love is a fire. You know I need you on it through and through. Love is a fire, baby, but it's true. Another pretty face. I walk a lot, never stay in the same place. A locomotive steaming down your track. A German tiger ready for attack. I get what I want, and girl, I want you. Love is a fire, baby, but it's true. Love is a fire. Love is a fire. Love is a fire. Yeah, my love is a fire. All the haunts and I'm coming for you.
Well, that's about the size of it. I told you that was a good song, didn't I?
Good song.
Great, great way to finish the show this week. Thanks ever so much for listening. Tony, maybe you could let people know about the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we are on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And thank you to all those stations for carrying the show. And also, if you are listening online via one of those station tours, do get in touch, because we don't hear much from our internet station listeners, do we? We tend to get more from the downloaders. We would like to hear from you. Do email paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com, or go to the Facebook page, or I'll come around the house and knock, as long as it's after 3 o'clock this week.
Certainly.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't.